It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast
with Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
And thank you for tuning into another episode of Hashtag Dork. Rich Keefe is here, and so is Ryan Davey. Davey's back. What's up, Davey?
Welcome back, me, right?
Yes, it is good to have you back. It's always great to have you aboard. It's been strange the last few weeks. We had a couple. Your boy Woody co-hosted a couple of episodes, and
let's just be clear, he's not my boy.
He's your
right?
boy. He's your boy, and
he's my boy.
Multiple people have said that he sounds like there's a certain caller that calls into the Sports Hub named Carlton in Norwell, who not a lot of people like. Like, he's one of these guys like, the Patriots are going to lose. And, like, he's just really I don't think Woody sounds like him, but we've had multiple people say that he does. So
now, I don't know if this is an actual word, but Woody definitely has that factor to his voice.
And so that's what the people are hearing. And they said they are asking me if that is, in fact, him. I said, no, it is not him. It is somebody else altogether. But Davey is back, and we're going to be talking Doctor Strange. So like we always do, there's going to be some spoiler-free parts at the beginning, and then we'll get all in on the spoilers for what was the sixth comic book movie of the year, and it's the 14th movie in the MCU, which, if you can believe that, it's pretty good.
That sounds like I didn't know it was that many.
It's a ton. And you know what? We might even rank them all. That sounds pretty good.
Time flies when you're having fun, though, right?
It really does. I say we get into This Week in Hashtag Dork, shall we?
Let's do it.
It's brought to you by the fine folks over at Mac and Goo. And here's a little sampling of the Mac and Goo program.
Mac and Goo.
Curious George doesn't have a tail. He's a monkey without a tail.
Well, he might be an ape. Apes don't have tails. Chimpanzees don't have tails.
I think gorillas don't have tails. I think every other monkey has a tail.
Apes don't have tails, man.
Yeah, but apes...
Monkeys have tails. Apes don't have tails.
So you're saying Curious George is an ape?
He's a chimpanzee. Chimpanzees do not have tails.
He should have a tail. He's too little to not have a tail.
So I feel
little
like
monkeys have tails in my mind.
Subscribe on iTunes or get all the audio you can eat on MacandGoo.com.
All right, there you go. More where that came from over
on
Mac and Goo. David, let me ask you a few questions here. Did you see the new Wonder Woman trailer?
Show enough.
What do you think?
It's like DC's version of Captain America, from what I'm guessing.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like that. There's
it's got that feel to it. You know what I mean?
They also play like the little theme song that they played in Batman v Superman at the end of the trailer.
Yes.
Which I was like, oh, okay. There's a little callback for it. I don't know if you want to associate yourself too much with that movie, though, but that, I guess, is what they're doing. So here's the thing. The last two DC movies, Batman v Superman, the trailer just gave away everything and people were upset about it. And then Suicide Squad, the trailer I thought was amazing. Then the movie, I liked it, but I know a lot of people didn't, and it was kind of a letdown. So yeah. I don't know what to think with this one, because this happens to be a good trailer, but it's really a flip of a coin if this movie's going to be good or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a good director and good writing on board, and I think, you know, I to this day, I mean, this is going to sound, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Is it Gal Gadot? And we could say, like, that girl got it, and we can, like, snap.
Yep, yeah.
You know?
Got it. Gal Gadot.
I mean, she's good. She's nice. And
I mean, I guess.
I'm sure she's a good person. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
We don't know. We don't really know these people, Ryan. That's the hard truth of the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, she could just be a complete bitch. I don't know. But I'm just going to go with, you know, she's trying to help out humanity. She's a pretty decent person.
Yeah, she seems legit.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I mean, this is just like...
You like that again, Chris Pine? What about him?
Oh, what a hunk.
You like him?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's his eyes.
Oh, what a shade of blue he's got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I think this is one of those things that's damned by faint praise. I mean, it's like, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Right.
Like, I'm not really like, oh, my God. You know, I'm just kind of like, eh, okay, no, that's cool.
It's fine.
Yeah, you guys made a nice little trailer. Good for you.
And it's a low bar, too. Like, this could definitely be the best DC movie, but that doesn't even mean it's that good of a movie.
It's like world's tallest midget.
Like, oh, I don't think we're supposed to say that. That's a pretty hard M that
Sorry. It's like the world's tallest short person.
I think that's still...
Oh, can't do that either.
That's still toeing the line.
All right. Well, forget I said it. Strike it from the record.
We don't want this to be too racy of a podcast. We don't want to be getting in the headlines.
It's a family podcast here.
That's right. For all shapes and sizes. You got that, dwarves? This is a safe place. I think that's... Let's just move along.
Let's move along.
Did you happen to see that The Flash lost another director?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
They're running out the door faster than
Flash
himself.
Oh, yes.
I was really excited. One of the coolest movies I saw this
Real
year
good.
Was Dope. And that was the director who just recently left, the guy who did Dope. So I'm a little bummed out about that. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not a huge deal considering they haven't like started filming. It's not like they lost the guy midway through. Like, what was it, Ant-Man? They lost Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright, who had the script and was shooting and everything. Which, again, it's one of those great lost movies that we're never going to see. You know.
I know. But yeah, so The Flash. I mean, the DC stuff is just a disaster.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
This whole thing is, as our friends on the Boxers podcast would call, hot garbage.
That's right. Yep, they would throw that in there. Although, I'll still defend Suicide Squad, because the whole point of going to a movie is to have yourself a nice time and be entertained. And I was entertained by Suicide Squad.
You know, I had my problems with it, too. And I guess the biggest problem I had with it is just because, like, I think I said it on the last podcast I was on. There was the bones of a movie there.
Oh, it's in there.
They didn't just do anything with it.
They were all around it.
Yeah, the interesting parts of the movie, they just kind of skipped and went right to the action.
It seemed like a bold choice to waste
bold
the Joker.
Gotten.
Yeah, I don't know. What about the Lego Batman trailer?
You know, I'm actually going to see this.
Dude, it's funny. Looks funny. It looks
and
real
I
good.
Saw, if you, did you see the Lego movie?
I did not.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal.
All right.
So, I mean, it's probably like the best kids movie I've seen in the past 5 years.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just excited about that, and you know, hopefully they can follow it up with the Batman thing.
Yeah, it looked pretty good, so I'm entertained by that. So that'll be good. That trailer is also on our on the blog if you're looking for these dorkpodcast.blogspot.com. Also, we have a little images and some gameplay as we go to video games here, Davey. There's a new Overwatch hero in town. It's Sombra.
Thank God.
Little computer hacker. Got a little, an automatic pistol or something?
Yeah, a little SMG action.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. You know, teleporting all over the place, hacking into stuff.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know, nothing would make me happier than to hack a Torbjorn turret.
Oh, that would.
You know what I mean?
Have it turn on him.
We're missing.
That would be good.
Yeah. Cause you know what? That guy can go to hell.
He can go to hell. Yeah.
You know how I feel about him.
I don't like him either, and it's because he looks like he's so easy to play, and then I try him, and I can't do anything with him.
Right.
So it's very maddening. So
yeah.
Forget him. How about this? Casting news. Stranger Things Season 2. Paul Reiser, which, of course, is the namesake of my great pitch in Wiffle Ball, the Mad About You, or the Paul Reiser.
Yep.
And Sean Astin, your boy.
My boy, Sean Astin.
So apparently Paul Reiser is going to play Dr. So-and-so, who is part of the Department of Energy, who needs to be deployed to help clean up the mess that was left behind in Season 1.
Yeah.
Sean Astin, meanwhile, is a high school classmate of Hopper and Winona Ryder's character, and he now manages a Radio Shack. Nothing says 80s like Radio Shack.
You think they're really excited that, like, the people of Radio Shack are, like, really excited that they, you know, got on this train?
They're like, we're in. I don't think there are Radio Shacks anymore. I thought they all closed. Are there Radio Shacks?
There's Radio Shacks out there.
I thought they all shut down. Or maybe I'm thinking of Chili's.
Chili's are still around.
Nope. Maybe I'm thinking of Borders.
Yeah, Borders.
Borders Books. Gone. Yeah, but most Chili's, I feel like, have been shut down. There's not as many Chili's as there used to be.
I got one right down the road.
Ah,
so maybe it's my own little world in Avon, Connecticut. But I got a
You're
little,
too close to the situation then.
Yeah, I'm too close to it. Literally.
Yeah, but Radio Shacks, I guess you're right. I've seen them in the mall. They're still up.
But they're like it's basically like a glorified kiosk.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking of is Circuit City.
Oh, they're dead in the water.
Circuit City, where the service is state of the art. That's all done now. I don't think you have that anymore.
They still got the leech mirror?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't seen an Ames in some time either. What about Caldor? You seen a Caldor recently?
No. Maybe in a mall? That's got to be like at the end, by like next to the Spencer gifts.
Montgomery Ward, they got that?
No. That's a little before my time. I think you're dating yourself now.
Yeah, I am dating myself.
On that. How about other casting news? The Defenders, did you see they've like unveiled over the last week or so like all the supporting characters are going to be in there?
Yeah, and they're basically like, here's everything you already knew.
Yeah, I know. They're like,
it's kind of assumed.
They're taking their time. Like, yeah. They haven't gotten to the Punisher yet.
No. Nope.
But he has to be in it.
Has to be.
Because Elektra was the latest. She's in it. Karen Page, Foggy. Like, they're all in it. Hogarth. Stick.
Yeah.
Trish.
Yeah. It's a lot of people. So and I worry about this because, like, you worry about how these people are going to get screen time. You know
well,
what I mean?
And it's less episodes.
Right.
It's like, I think they're only, are they doing 8? Like, it's not 13 like all the other ones. So they're going to have to pack a lot in there.
But 8's kind of money, though, because we've seen with Stranger Things, like, You don't waste any time.
Nope, that I like.
There's no wasted episodes. It just has to be packed into 8, so I like that.
But isn't it kind of odd that you're finally going to go to 8 episodes, and now you have every character that you've ever had?
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
Wow, you know real tight. Real tight. Anything else in this week in Dork? Am I missing something?
No, I think BlizzCon, there was that huge thing that went on. So that was, and the big news out of that was obviously that, you know, new Overwatch character, new maps, new gameplay. So
yes.
I'm really excited about all that. It was getting a little stale.
Yeah.
If I do, after Junkenstein went away, which was, you played that.
I loved it.
Fun.
Yeah, the Halloween stuff was sweet. So I was speculating. I haven't heard anything. They got to do a whole Christmas thing now.
They have to.
Yeah.
They absolutely have to. And not only that, but I think they're doing... From what I've heard, they're doing like an Antarctica map, which is, you know, primed for Christmas if we have snow on the ground.
Yes.
And they're doing like 3v3 maps and 1v1 maps.
1v1 would be pretty fun.
So that's kind of cool. But,
nice.
You know, we'll wait to see. Because the thing that kills me, you know, I complain about this all the time with Blizzard, is that, you know, everything they're going to have is free. But, like, you find yourself being like, hurry up. Like, come on. Like, let's go. Like, we know no. Somber's coming. Like, just release it.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You're wasting our time.
No, I know. You're not wasting our money. You're wasting our time.
Yeah.
What you're doing. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the topic du jour. That would be the latest movie in the MCU. That would be Doctor Strange, a movie that both Davey and I were kind of skeptical about as we've been talking about it over the last year or so on the podcast when it's popped up. Trailers or different news and notes about the movie. So let's start spoiler-free here, Rye. First of all, the first movie with like a new Marvel logo open.
Which that was actually pretty sweet.
That was kind of cool. It wasn't just your standard flipping through the comics that they use even on the X-Men movies. This was
right.
Like, hey, this is our own, hey, here's Robert Downey as an Iron Man. You can't use this, Fox. Like, this is our stuff. But yeah, that was a cool little intro.
Yeah, because it was Marvel Studios and not just Marvel. You
right.
Know? So it was there under the banner of Marvel Studios, which was the new opening was actually pretty cool to watch, where they had, you know, characters from different movies pop up and stuff. So I thought right off the bat, I'm like, well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, and they like
visuals.
And they show, I mean, like you, I, and everybody who listens to this is well aware what the universes are. But for everybody else, you're like, okay, like Doctor Strange is now, he's like connected to, oh, there's Guardians, there's the Avengers, there's everybody. Like, yeah, that's easy to figure out.
Yeah, now I know who I'm dealing with.
Did you see this in 3D or 2D?
I saw it in 3D.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Pretty
my
good.
My overall thought to that was I think this is a movie, if you're going to see a movie in 3D, I mean, this is the kind of movie that was made, 3D was made for.
Yes.
I always have a tough time with 3D because if you're looking straight at something, it's fine. I just find it hard to focus at times.
Yeah.
Like if I turn my head a little bit, like a doll gets whacked on me. But like I really think if you're going to – if there's a movie this year that you're going to spend some money to see in 3D – and IMAX, I mean, this is probably one of them.
This
it's
one makes sense. Yeah, this one makes sense. Like, I was trying to think, I hate 3D, so I usually go out of my way to not see it in 3D. But for whatever reason, and I almost didn't see it in 3D, but then it was the closest theater to me and the time that I wanted to see it. It was only in 3D, so I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And I almost got a little nauseous during the you know how they do like half the trailers not in 3D, then the other half like in 3D?
Yeah.
So then they're like, all right, here's the Matt Damon Great Wall of China movie. And they're like, make sure everybody put your glasses on. So I put my glasses on, and then there's like some weird stuff in it. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get through this whole movie.
Arrows in your face.
Yeah, I'm like, what? But then once the thing got rolling, like I was fine with it. And again, from someone who hates 3D, I would definitely recommend that you see this in 3D because... As Davey said, a lot of it is, like, made for it. Like, I almost can't imagine what some of the scenes would look like not in 3D.
I mean, I'm sure it would look cool, but it won't look as cool.
It won't look as cool.
We forgot to mention, and we're going to get you know, I got to stop and just for a second say the Rogue One trailer at the start of the movie too was phenomenal.
Yes.
I thought.
Which, by the way, is really sneaking up on us. It's only a month away.
I know, and I'm
I have six to midnight on that.
Night, kid. Don't sleep on that.
No.
That looks really good.
No, it looks great.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I enjoyed the 3D. I would highly recommend the 3D. It's like a goddamn kaleidoscope watching most of this movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Benedict Cumberbatch, I think initially I was like, yeah, he's like the perfect Doctor Strange. But then watching him for 2 hours as Doctor Strange, where do you land on him now?
I don't know. SNL did this skit this week with him as the host. Like, why is Benedict Cumberbatch hot?
Yeah, I watched. I saw that.
It was a really weird sketch.
Yep.
But it made sense to me. I'm like, I don't know. Like, you just can't really answer. But the guy has got something. You know what I mean? He's got like that as the friend, the je ne sais quoi.
He does have, as the French would say. I just don't know. Like, there's a lot of Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man to Doctor Strange, but I don't know if Benedict Cumberbatch can pull it off. Like, or he doesn't. Like, he's not Robert Downey Jr. And they kind of give him a lot of the same types of personality traits.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that cockiness and that egomania and the narcissism that kind of go into those characters.
Yeah.
But I felt
he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, we can say narcissism is just another word for being a dick.
Right? Okay, all right. We need to censor ourselves.
Yeah, but for me, I mean, you have Tony Stark, which is kind of happy-go-lucky, kind of playful dickishness, whereas, you know, Stephen Strange is just kind of a straight dick. Like, he thinks he's smarter than everybody. He's better
dick.
Than everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's definitely some of that. What did you think of his American accent?
I think it was pretty good. I mean, for people who, if you've, you know, you've heard his normal speaking voice, to go from that to a playable American speaking accent was actually pretty good.
So he was in Black Mass. I don't know if you saw Black Mass.
I did not.
So he
read the book. I read the book. I didn't see the movie.
Oh, look at this. Look at this learned fellow.
I know.
Now, the movie was not very good, but he has tries to have like a Boston accent in it, and it's a disaster.
And it's one of those things where a Boston accent is always difficult to do.
Yeah, it is. Because
has to come naturally. If you force it, it sounds awful.
Awful.
You know, the only person I've ever seen get close to it was Alec Baldwin. In the DePadded.
In the DePadded. Yeah, no, he was good.
Yeah, he was good. His was good.
Yeah, so anyway, Cumberbatch just wasn't. But then in this, it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't distracting. I would ask this. What's the, like, do you really need to make, you're making changes to some of these characters.
Sure.
Couldn't Stephen Strange, if you really wanted Cumberbatch, couldn't he have just been from, like, London?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you have the Sanctum in London, so you could have put him in there and just kind of twisted it a little bit.
Like, what's the difference?
The difference is, to me, and now you put him in, because we'll get to this later, but you actually see the building.
All right.
So now he's in proximity to them. You know, it's easy for them to come find him, you know.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Now, I think that this is also still non-spoilers. I think this movie, when we first saw the first trailer, it was like, oh, it's just like Inception. And there are definitely a lot of Inception-type stuff to it. I would think the formula for this movie was Inception plus Batman Begins with a little bit of Iron Man, and then that was Doctor Strange.
And I would agree to you, and I would take it a step further. And I remember watching one scene where it was a fight scene, and they're in a hallway, and people are like running up the walls, and like one's on the ceiling and one's on the floor. And I remember thinking to myself, I bet the Wachowskis are just shitting themselves right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is like what the Matrix should have been.
Right. Yeah. No, that's another one. Yeah. Matrix, Inception. And then this is – so on the one hand, this is the first MCU movie that does anything like this visually. But then at the same time, like, the origin story is pretty basic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't do anything crazy. Like, if you've seen all the other origin stories, this is kind of in that same vein. Like, they dress it up with all the crazy 3D and all the insane imaging. But the actual storyline itself, I would say, is very much – kind of basic.
Yeah, and it's a great juxtaposition where you have like this very visually complex movie and the most straight ahead linear storyline you could have.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's
just
like Guy is talented. Guy gets hurt. Guy tries to get his talent back. Finds a new talent. Bang, done. Here we go.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Got a movie.
It was in the span of like 20 minutes.
Yes.
Or a half hour, which is great. It didn't waste any time.
No, and it was also about a half hour shorter than a lot of the other recent comic book movies. Like, a lot of them have been pushing the 2.5 hours. This was under 2 hours.
Yeah, and I think my overall impression of the movie, too, is like I noticed that it was just under two, right?
Yes, yeah.
And there were some things I kind of wish got, we'll get to them in the spoiler part, but I wish got fleshed out a little bit more.
Yeah.
That felt a little bit rushed to me, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to all that. Also, a reminder, if you haven't seen it, that there is a mid-credit scene and an end-credit scene, and both are worth sticking around to watch.
Absolutely.
We'll explain our thoughts on them coming up. So quickly, David, before we get to your Infinity Stone scale of this movie, where do you think it simply ranks in the 2016 comic book movies, which what a year for comic book movies. We had six of them in total. Deadpool, Captain America Civil War, Batman v Superman, X-Men Apocalypse, and Suicide Squad. Where would you put Strange, and then how many stones?
I would put Doctor Strange smack dab in the middle. Right after, so in the order you have, actually, I'm looking at it, and almost in the order you have it.
Okay.
So you had Deadpool.
Yep.
I would put number one.
Yep.
Civil War 2.
Yep.
Doctor Strange 3.
Yep.
Batman v Superman 4.
I'm out.
Apocalypse, then Suicide Squad.
I would flip Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman. That would be my list.
So you would put Batman v Superman last.
Yeah, for this year, yes.
Oh boy.
I was pretty disappointed in it.
Hey, you know, good friends can disagree every once in a while.
That is true, but we had the same top ones.
There were more redeemable qualities in Batman v Superman than there was Suicide Squad.
And that's where you and I differ, sir.
And that's okay.
That is okay. Yeah, you were not a part of the Suicide Squad episode that we had. I happened to – well, we don't need to spend time on Suicide Squad. But
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, no, I think it's fine. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. I think Doctor Strange was the third best this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get into later.
It's almost like one, because I thought Deadpool was so different than everything else that it sticks out in my mind as being good.
It's hard to compare it to the others.
It was like, I think Civil War and Doctor Strange were like 2A, 2B.
No, Civil War I thought was much better than Strange.
You know, it's one of those ones, too, that I watched Civil War for the third time.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
And you start to see the cracks a little bit in it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's great. It's great. And I'm not taking anything away from it, but the more you pay attention, you're like, there's some things in there that, you know.
I live tweeted it like a week or so ago.
I read the whole thing. I kind of watched from afar, but I was reading it.
It was such a huge hit. I think we may have added 3 followers.
Oh my God!
No, it might have been more than that, but it was not many people were not on board. But anyway, all right. Infinity Stone scale, where would you go with it?
5.
Yeah, you know what?
4.5 or 5?
I think I'm gonna go 5. Part of it is I was pretty underwhelmed. Underwhelmed. I went in not expecting much, and
right.
So it was not gonna take a whole lot for it to be, you know, pleasantly surprising. That's what it was. So I think I'll give it a solid 5. I do have plenty of nitpicks, which we will get to in spoilers, unless there's any final non-spoiler thing you want to mention.
No, and I would give it a 5, and I would follow it up and say, the reason I gave it a 5 instead of a 4, is I remember giving movies 4s that this was better than.
Yeah, that's true. I think I gave Suicide Squad a 4, so I'm sort of painting myself in a corner. Like, if it's better than Suicide Squad, it has to be better than a 4.
And it definitely is.
Oh, it absolutely is better than that.
And
yeah.
We'll, once we get into this, we'll nitpick this a little bit and kind of unpack it a little bit. But
yep.
I think there's a lot of movies it's better than.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, so let's move on. This is now the spoiler portion, the spoiler portion of the Doctor Strange podcast. The storyline itself, we said it was pretty linear. And did you find it to be believable? Because that would be the one... Not the one. That would be one issue I had with it, is it did seem like it was, this happens, then 2 minutes later, now this happens. It didn't seem like he really struggled all that much. This guy went from having his hand smashed to getting him fixed, like, kind of, to showing up in Nepal. He's there for half a minute, and then he's already brought in by the sorcerers. They're like, yep, we're going to train you. And then he trains for 10 minutes, and then he's, like, pretty good, and he can fight off guys who have trained for years. It just seemed like they kind of escalated things pretty quickly.
And I guess the idea, I mean, this was the thing for me. It all seemed a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
And you meet these characters, and, you know, they just kind of like, oh, yeah, that's Caecilius is this guy. Okay, here's this. You know what I mean? They
yeah.
just mention it, mm-hmm. and then just kind of – there's no real development. And I think it just seemed like it was a little pressed for time, like
yeah.
that portion of the movie.
Because yeah,
you didn't really get like, you understood what Caecilius was doing, and you got what the other, you know, sorcerers were doing, but
yeah.
you never really got to the why.
Right. No, you didn't, and it was also just, I don't know, like, so if I showed up there, would they start to train, would they teach me how to become a magician?
I think we should go. I mean,
maybe we go.
You know, if anyone's planning at a bachelor party.
Nepal?
We could just go to Kathmandu.
Kathmandu, walk around.
Ask people for this mysterious place and then get mugged and then find it.
And then get saved by Carl Mordo and then train and then be like, ah, this is too much for me, and leave. Or they throw you out and then you're like, and then all you have to do.
You'd be like, no, seriously.
No, I want to learn this. And then you just sit on the step for 6 hours and they're like, I feel bad for him. 6 hours.
Like 5 minutes, like yeah. shitting all over these people, and they throw him out and he's like, no, but seriously.
I spent my last money. I don't have any money. They're like, all right, fine. We'll teach you all the magic in the world.
Yeah.
Like, so, because they never really made it clear, like, if he's like a chosen one or anything, unless I missed that.
Which kind of, like, brought me around back again to The Matrix. Like, this is basically the story of The Matrix.
Yeah, there's a lot of Matrix part to it.
Like, this guy's been, yeah, there's a lot of Matrix in it. So,
oh, yeah.
I was a huge fan of the first Matrix, so
Matrix,
I
the first Matrix was good.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best parts of the movie, or best aspects?
It's absolutely visually stunning.
Visually stunning.
Like, this movie, like, you watch it, and you're just like, whoa. You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of the coolest part of it.
Yes.
And they were actually, what I liked, you know, they actually, because, you know, I told you, I was really worried about the magic aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I was really worried that this was going to kind of tilt it towards, like, the ridiculous. But I really liked how, when they were explaining how magic exists in this world, they were talking about real things. You know, real spiritual idealisms that, like, you can kind of, like, oh, yeah, I remember someone saying something about chakras or,
mm-hmm.
you know, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And, like, stuff like that. Like, I know those things are kind of in our world, so they try to tether it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Other than just saying, like, abracadabra and, like, shooting fire out of your hand. Like, it's actual, you know what I mean?
So yeah, oh, yeah, I hear you.
I think they did a pretty good job with that, kind of keeping the tight leash on that a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that one of the other best parts of it, I guess you could see, and I could have mentioned this in non-spoilers, but just the idea that, on the one hand, it fits in with the MCU, and, like, you can see where they're going to go from here and how he's going to be tied into it, but it also works as a standalone movie. So if you'd never seen any of these movies before, and you just get dropped in, and you're like, here's Doctor Strange, like, there might be a few references, like, you wouldn't understand why there's, you know, what the significance is of the time stone, but you would understand just the whole idea of this guy and his kind of journey to becoming a sorcerer. Like, it stands alone on its own, which has maybe been a problem for some of the other movies where you're like, this is just kind of, it's not even really a movie. It's just sort of like previewing the next one. And, like,
right.
they didn't do that here, which is, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. And it was great because you see now, and for people who have seen all the movies like we have, I mean, there's a depth to it.
Yeah.
Where now I'm starting to see the bigger picture and saying, like, okay, so how do you get from the Avengers to Guardians of the Galaxy, and how do you get them in the same room?
Right.
And I think that Stephen Strange is the key to pulling people out of different dimensions. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a big factor. Well, they name dropped the Avengers in there at 1.2 saying, okay, you know, they deal with, like, physical threats. We deal with, what are they, like, protecting, like, the realm or protecting, like, you know, like, the Earth from, like, that
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah, the other dimensions.
Right, and, like, so, exactly. Like, that's how the Guardians are going to get involved, probably.
And that's why you see Thor, and Thor can go back and forth and
yes.
whatever.
Yeah.
But how do you get Tony Stark in the room with Star-Lord?
Right, which is going to be great.
Which is going to be great.
Or like Gamora talking to
conversation.
Yeah, like Gamora talking to Black Widow or something.
Yeah, and I think that's the key to this whole thing is Stephen Strange. And now, when my initial worry about this movie was they weren't going to do that successfully. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But And the other thing, so that was kind of my favorite thing about the movie was the fact that they kind of did a pretty good job of tying this all together.
Yep.
Again, the worst thing I thought was it was a little bit rushed. I thought the villain's motive, Caecilius's motives, weren't really clear.
Yeah, again, Marvel villains. It all comes back to Marvel villains, doesn't it?
And I never like the idea of bad guys siding with, like, bigger bad guys, and, like, he promises me eternal life. And, like, yeah. How do you not see that Dormammu is, like, this complete dickhead?
Right. He is a dickhead.
How do you not understand that?
But I guess he's also, Caecilius is, you're right, he's interesting in the sense that he sees what the Ancient One is doing and is like, well, that's not right. And he's like, so, like, I'm not just going to follow her. But then he's like, I'm gonna hang out with Dormammu. And you're like, well, all right. Like, you're smart enough to realize that the Ancient One might be shady, yet you want to – I'm going to support Dormammu.
Yeah, like, this person's using the bad stuff for the right reason. So I'm gonna go with the guy who's using all the bad stuff for all the wrong reasons, and that'll show you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Now, I would also say – I don't know if it's ironic or not, but for the movie that introduces the time stone, I feel like the timeline was kind of effed up.
Yeah, like that was, it kind of got a little muddy there, didn't it?
Like how, when did this movie start and when did it end? Like any idea? Like that is what's been driving me nuts is, all right, so was Stephen Strange in New York when Avengers happened? Like when the aliens were there? He must have been.
Because you see when he's leaving his apartment, or you see the Avengers Tower.
Yeah, so that was after Avengers. What? That's probably in between the two Avengers movies. Because then the Avengers moved upstate New York.
Right.
Now they may have the building with the A still on it, but like, because that's one of those things. Like, I love Easter eggs. Like, I'm all about connections. Like that, we talk about that all the time in the Netflix series. How there's not enough of them, but then Luke Cage had a bunch of them. So this is one where there's all these kind of different little name drops or little imaging, and I love it, but it has to make sense. And so now I'm seeing it, and I'm like, well, so why is that there? Like, what year is this? There's an award that he won that's sort of early in the movie that you can see in the background, and it says 2016. So you're like, all right, this movie takes place now.
Current.
You're like, fine, it takes place now. So you're telling me that he smashes his hands, kind of fixes his hands, goes to Nepal, you know, is told he can't learn the stuff, then learns all this stuff, and he does that all in a calendar year?
Like a calendar year, yeah.
Yeah, so that...
Like, how did you become... And that was the thing. She's like, the Ancient One, who was, you know, a decent character.
Yeah.
Like, well, how did you learn how to be a doctor? And he said, years of practice and study. And she's like, well, there you go.
And he's like, how about I get 10 minutes?
Yeah. How about I do this in 6 months?
Are there Cliff's Notes? And you're like, yes, fine, you can read the Cliff's Notes. Yeah, so that was one... The timeline kind of frustrated me. And also, if you go back to Captain America Winter Soldier, so that was like 2 years ago, they name-dropped Stephen Strange at the time. And remember, we're like, ooh, Stephen Strange. Like, we know where that movie's coming out. So they're already aware of Stephen Strange. But turns out they're aware of him just as a surgeon and not as an actual sorcerer. That's crap. That's one where at the time they were like, this will be great. We'll reference him. All the dorks out there will go nuts for it. But now it makes no sense. They're like, yeah, he was just... He's like one of the best surgeons. It's like, so why would Hydra give a crap about one of the best surgeons?
Yeah.
So that bothered me. I got a little worked up for that.
And the other thing, what was I going to say? Oh, I forget now. But yeah, I mean, there were some things about that.
Oh, so there's two other ones. I was going to get to these later.
The one he mentions when he's driving his car when he crashes his car, and they're talking about, oh, we got a guy who was in an experimental armor suit who was paralyzed from the waist down. And he's 35 years old. And I remember thinking, like, they could be talking about Rhodey, but
there's no way.
Same way that guy's 35 years old.
So the timeline, if you want it to take place right after Civil War, that call would definitely be about Rhodey. But there's two things. They say in there that he's a Marine. Rhodey's not a Marine.
He's in the Air Force. Yeah.
He's in the Air Force. And they say he's 35. Rhodey's probably 45. That's being generous.
Yeah.
So there's...
I'm 35 years old, and that guy looks... And Don Cheadle is way older than me.
Right, exactly. So, like, that would have been great if it was him. And I think Scott Derrickson, the director, might have even come out, or Paul Feige, one of them came out and said that it's not War Machine. But that's what everyone's saying that it is. Like, oh, like, great callback to War Machine. No, not War Machine. It isn't even him. So that bothers me. That would have fit the timeline. If they're like, hey, a 45-year-old, whatever, Air Force guy in a suit. That would have made more sense. I've also heard that people think it might be going back to Justin Hammer, who, remember in Iron Man 2, he was trying out suits, and they show it on the screen, and the guy's, like, torso, like, completely, like, snaps around.
Completely snapped in half, yeah.
But that movie took place, like, 6 years ago, or whatever it was, so...
If that happened, that guy would need a goddamn coroner, not a neurosurgeon.
Well, that's probably also true. But so it's neither of those two. So I almost wonder why put it in the movie. Like, who is it? Unless we're going to find out down the road it's somebody else.
Unless they were wondering, you know, if any podcasters were going to have a conversation about it and argue about it, you know?
So I guess my question to you would be, do you think it is War Machine, Justin Hammer trying somebody out, or neither?
It has to be neither. But my initial reaction when I heard it was like, War Machine?
I thought it was War Machine at first, but then you're like, no, the facts don't back it up at all.
And it's like, you know, we'll talk about Rachel McAdams for a second, but I'll harken back to her Mean Girls day and like, stop making Justin Hammer happen. Stop trying to make Justin Hammer happen.
Yeah, it kind of happened. Luke Cage kind of made him happen again. That was nice.
Yeah.
Stop
with the Justin Hammer.
The other
the
one
stunk.
The other one was. They mentioned a 22-year-old woman who was like a schizophrenic who had like a chip in her head who got struck by lightning. Now, that is not, I guess, how Captain Marvel really – that's not like her origin story. However, I guess it's been out there that they may change what she is. So that, you know, that might be a reference to Captain Marvel.
And it wasn't he said he was like very interested in that?
I think he was.
He's like, oh, okay, I'm interested, you know, and then he crashes his car, obviously. But
yeah, so maybe that is Captain Marvel, but I don't know why you mess around with the not War Machine guy. Like, it's too close to War Machine to have it. It makes no sense for it not to be him.
Right.
And then also, he's driving around like a goddamn lunatic in the rain. Like, that. Like you're asking for trouble there.
Yeah, and where is he going?
Like, I don't know. I think they said where he was going, but he was in quite a bit of a hurry.
He's going to talk about something, but whatever. It does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. He's going to one of his talks that he brings Christine Palmer to. What did you think? What did you think of Rachel McAdams, the another night nurse, if you will?
She can't. There's nothing really that she could do that I would be upset with.
It's funny that they get like big actresses to play like crap roles. Like Natalie Portman as Jane Foster. Gwyneth Paltrow, although they did give her more to do as it went on, is Pepper Potts. And now Rachel McAdams, like, they're all, like, real big-time actresses. And they're like, you get to play, like, the sort of love interest of one of the superheroes.
And it's a shame. You know, I think I think Captain Marvel is going to be really good. I think they did a really good job casting. Was it Alison Brie?
No. Brie Larson?
Brie Larson. I always get...
I do the same thing.
Completely different people, but I always do that.
I do the same thing.
And you know what it is? It's like, I know it's that one. I know it's Brie Larson, but I say Alice because I like it. Wait a minute. If it's that easy, it has to be the other
one. Right,
like,
exactly.
I always flip it, like, you know?
Son
but
of a bitch.
Brie Larson, sorry.
Yes.
You know, I think she's great.
She is great. So that'll be good. And then once that movie does well, I wonder if they'll feel more comfortable putting, like, a Black Widow solo movie or, like, put... You know, well, they are going to do Ant-Man and the Wasp, so like you're going to get a female-only Marvel movies, or at least co-starring movies.
Well, I think the ace in the hole with that too is that's the one Joss Whedon said he would only direct if they want to bring him back in to direct. The only movie he would direct would be a Black Widow standalone.
Cool. Yeah, I'd watch that. What the hell?
I'd watch it.
Why the hell wouldn't we? We already talked a lot about Doctor Strange. Did you like his cloak there? His little cape?
Oh yeah, the little cloak.
It was good.
It was good. I mean, again, that was a kind of a cool way to kind of weave that in. Had a little Harry Potter to it.
Yeah, no, it was very Harry Potter for sure.
Yeah, and kind of Spawn. They had a little bit of Spawn flavor in it, where it was like throwing punches and stuff.
Well, so that was another question I had for it. I feel like sometimes it like really had his back, and then other times it just like wasn't paying attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like where are you sleep at the switch here.
I didn't know what was going on. All right, some of the other characters that Doctor Strange was dealing with. How about Carl Mordo, or Baron Mordo, as it'll be soon?
Yeah, I think Mordo's great because he's kind of the main villain of Doctor Strange on Earth.
Yeah.
You know, and I was wondering, and I remember texting you after. I was like, I was waiting for him to go full heel.
Yeah, it took a while.
It took until the very last seconds of the movie.
Yep.
But I also, what I really liked what they did with that character is that you also kind of like, you get it with him.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like there's part of me that like wants him to succeed.
Oh yeah, he's an easy guy to root for. I mean, even though he's going to be a bad guy now, but you can see where like he was so nice to Doctor Strange early on, and then you can sort of see what his motives are. Like somebody who he completely, you know, bought into, and then rather than going the Cassilius route and being like Dormammu's my guy, he's like, no, I'm going to do my own thing now.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like the absolutism. It's like he's almost the Batman of sorcerers.
Yeah.
Where he's like, no, this is right. This is right. This is wrong. I'm not going to do the wrong thing. I'm going to do the right thing.
And now he's going to go mess up
the wrong thing, and I'm going to kill.
He's going to go kill some magicians.
Yeah.
Including Jonathan Pangborn, played by Benjamin Bratt.
Well, let's hope he takes out Chris Angel at some point, too.
Yeah, Angel. I personally like David Blaine, but I know I'm in the minority there.
I like me some Blaine.
Oh, you like Blaine? All right.
Yeah.
He's good. A little street magic. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
What do you think of Pangborn?
I don't know. I thought that was just kind of a throw-in.
Yeah, but that's kind of odd, though, that, like, so he went, that proves that, like, another guy can go, like, not even, like, a chosen one or anything. He can go learn magic, and then he just, like, uses magic just so he can, like, walk again. And then Mordo goes and, like, takes it away from him. Like, it was interesting. I don't remember, I didn't read a lot of Doctor Strange in the comics, but I don't know Pangborn from anybody. I don't know if he was in there or not.
No, and I think, you know, and again, why bring in a former A-list actor? Remember when Benjamin Bratt was like a thing? Like he was like,
oh, he's a real dude.
He was like the real deal for like a couple of years there.
And then he was in Catwoman with Halle Berry.
That killed him.
That did not help.
But his triumphant return to superhero movies was a pretty good one.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yep. What about Wong? I thought Wong was pretty good.
See, Wong's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think Wong was kind of underutilized, but it's so funny that he was kind of like the funniest guy in the movie, and he's like dead serious all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, he was
that was a nice little addition.
Oh, so overall, what did you think of the comedy of it? Because I did not think it was particularly funny. Like there were some funny moments, but it wasn't, you know, Iron Man funny. It obviously, I mean, Deadpool's a completely different level, but like they had some good light moments, but it wasn't, I thought I think they tried to have it be funnier than it was.
Well, here's why I would say that worked. And I think this is the reason why Marvel works and DC doesn't work. You need those moments to be aware of where you are and what you're watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the second you start to take it a little bit too seriously, you're like, oh, wait, this is completely ridiculous. I'm watching grown men do magic and cast spells. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
To me,
the comic parts were kind of a bit of a reset button. They're like, okay. All right, I'm starting to take this a little seriously, and I'm starting to think that, like, maybe this is real. And, like, okay, no, I'm just kidding. This is ridiculous. They even know it's ridiculous.
Right.
Whereas if you do it and, you know, you think about Batman v Superman, like, how serious that movie
was. Oh, my God, was it serious.
And it's like, you're dealing with, like, people who wear capes.
Right.
Like, chill out.
No, no.
You
Let's
know
just
what I mean?
Have a little bit of fun here.
Yeah, and I think that was the idea, was just to say, you know, we're not really taking – this is, you know – it has some drama aspects to it, but we're not taking it too seriously. So in my mind, that worked. And I think the more dad joke it was, the better.
Yeah, I did like the Mr. Doctor little exchange between Cassilius and Doctor Strange. Like, that was pretty funny. That was a good moment. Yeah. Some of the stuff with Wong was funny. I also liked how he showed up, like, several times back to Rachel McAdams. He's just, like, you know, time warping or whatever, like, in there. Like, he's, like, to get help. And she's like, oh, my God, not again.
Yeah.
So like, that was pretty good. What about so really there were like three or even four villains in this. Like you have Cassilius. I don't know if you'd count Ancient One as a villain. Like she's kind of in the middle. You know, Mordo at the end, and then Dormammu.
Who, by the way,
like that was maybe the one part that didn't look as good as everything else.
No.
Like, when they turn the building sideways, you're like, wow, that's a building sideways. And then when they put this big idiot in the sky, you're like, that's kind of like a big idiot in the sky.
Yeah.
Who was
but
also...
You're like, oh my God, they turned New York into like an M.C. Escher painting.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking.
And then you're like, oh, what's up with Ripple Face?
Yeah, who was played by Benedict Cumberbatch, by the way.
Of course.
That was his face, which made sense. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted that because Dormammu doesn't really have any kind of human form, so... I think it was Benedict Cumberbatch's idea is what I read. he was like, well, maybe he would just want to look somewhat like the guy he's talking to. I'm like, yeah, cool. That was
That's
great.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
It is a really good idea. And it was I did really enjoy the, I've come to bargain, like Dormammu, I've come to bargain scene.
Yeah.
That was great because Doctor Strange really showing you, like, all right, if he's going to defeat villains, it's not going to be by punching them, you know?
Nope.
And so he has to do something like this. I thought they could have made that scene even longer.
Did you?
Yeah, I really did. Because, like, don't you – the idea should be that he had to do that forever. Like, why would Dormammu give up after 10 kills?
Well, I felt like they sped it up appropriately. And, you know, I would have liked to have seen more kills, more creative fatalities.
I was going to say more Mortal Kombat finishers. Yes.
Yeah.
But that – so anyway, any of the villains did you like or dislike more than the others?
Again, I mean, I liked Caecilius. I think Mads Mikkelsen is a great villain. He just has a villain look to him.
He does. He's good, yeah.
And I thought, you know, but again, I think that should have been kind of explained a little bit more.
Yes.
And I get the point that you're hiding the fact that he stumbled upon something he shouldn't have, you know, so, you know, again, his motives were a little iffy to me, but I think,
yeah,
you know, that was pretty good. I don't know. I feel like Dormammu was just kind of thrown in there.
Yeah, and like, I mean,
like that whole scene was just kind of. But I get. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I felt like that was kind of a little.
It was sort of like a whole build up, and then all right, now he's got to deal with this at the end. But again, like the only issue I have is again going back to the whole timeline of it. So like Doctor Strange is so fresh to this, and now. Like, Caecilius has been doing this for God knows how long, and then Dormammu is, like, this whole other thing, and then, like, he's pretty capable to handle himself against both in, like, less than a year. But, hey, I guess maybe I don't want to get too hung up in the timeline of it, but
and
it
that's
was...
that's the thing. I mean, I don't want to, you know, if I nitpick it to death, I'm just going to, like...
Yeah, you can do that with every movie.
Infinity Stones, yeah.
So, speaking of the Infinity Stones, there is, we finally got the fifth Infinity Stone, and you kind of knew all along that's what it was, but in the eye of the Agamotto there was the Time Stone. So I guess that's the other thing is Doctor Strange, maybe they just kind of slow played it and he learned faster. Like that's the cop out of all cop outs. He's like, well, I got the Time Stone. Time Stone, bro.
The Time Stone. It takes me less time to do it because I can. And again, there's a little Harry Potter aspect to it.
Yeah.
You know, Hermione has that little thing that she can go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Because we're dealing with wizards and time and magic.
It's all good. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I know where five of the six time stones, or time stones, infinity stones are.
Yep.
The soul stone is still TBA, or TBD, but we'll probably find it in, what, Thor Ragnarok would be my guess?
They have to.
So
right? That's the last one before...
Yeah. So
yeah,
I would...
That's the last one before Infinity War.
Right. So I think because they already said Guardians 2 is not going to introduce another one. So this is what I got. The Space Stone is in Asgard. The Reality Stone is currently being held by the Collector.
And that was the one that was in the Tesseract?
No, the Tesseract one I believe is the Space Stone.
Okay.
So that one they just brought back to Asgard. He has that. The Collector, who's a shady character himself, he has the Reality Stone. The Power Stone was the one in Guardians, so the Nova Corps now has it.
Yep.
The Mind Stone is in Vision.
Yep.
And now the Time Stone, they have. Like, Doctor Strange at least has access to it, so that's...
And so the one that's in Asgard was the one from Thor, the Dark World.
Yes, I believe.
Okay. All right. So there we are.
Yes.
Because I was... Well, as you're saying them, I'm going by color.
Well, yeah, because the Tesseract one, they had... It was in the whole movie, I believe, and you didn't know it was a stone in there.
Yes.
And then later on that it was. So that's where they all are.
So that's blue.
So most of them are in outer space.
Yeah.
Well, I guess three out of the five that we know of, because, again, Vision's on Earth and then the Doctor Strange.
Vision's on Earth and the Eye of Agamotto is somewhere.
The
other thing I didn't really understand is the whole mirror realm.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I don't want to get into it. Okay, you just... We're pressing for time here.
No, yeah, I mean we've talked about this for a while, but you're right. That's another whole ball of fish.
Like they introduced that thing only to be like, oh my god, they don't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're like, you guys can explore it more. They're like, well, we want like a tight 2 hours. Like, well, maybe in the sequel. Now, the mid-credits and end credits, Davey, the mid-credits, it's a cool scene, Doctor Strange talking to Thor, Doctor Strange being like, hey, we know about people from outer space, including Loki. He's an asshole. Like, you got to get rid of him. And so he'll probably, maybe help Thor find Odin, or at least he wants to make sure those guys get the hell out of here. But I thought that was a pretty cool scene. And that there's rumors that that may actually even be in the movie. So at the very least, I'm thinking, you know, Doctor Strange will, like Hulk, be in Thor Ragnarok, which is sweet.
Which is great. I think that's the perfect guy to do it. And he said, all right, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
You know, if you go and take Loki back to Asgard and I never have to hear about you people again, will you leave me alone? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this.
And then he's wearing the gloves. He's filling up his beer. So it's all good. Plus,
you want to party with Stephen Strange.
Oh, I would say so, yeah. It would say so. Now, this also could set up some Illuminati stuff down the road.
Oh.
Right? For Doctor Strange, because he already he was part of kicking Hulk out of the Earth and all this other stuff. So who knows? Oh, so here's an idea I brought up on the Mac and Goo podcast last time I was on. Let me workshop this by you if you think this would be a good idea. Do you think there would be much of a market for, like, Thor's hammer, like a replica Thor hammer, but it weighs, like, 2,000 pounds? And so you would need to have somebody, like a delivery crew, bring it into your house, into your basement or whatever. And then so when you're having a party and you're like, hey, see if you can lift Thor's hammer. And again, it's 2,000 pounds, so you won't be able to. But do you think that'd be people would buy that?
Well, I watched a YouTube.
Okay.
This guy is an engineer, and you'll like this. He made one with an electromagnet.
Wow. Okay.
That basically goes on like a sewer cap.
Oh.
And he has like the thing to like shut it off is like on his thumb.
Interesting.
Or it's like thumbprinted.
Okay.
So he's the only one who can pick it up.
Like, so, yeah.
He grabs it. It shuts the electromagnet off, and he can raise it up.
So that's legit, then.
It's actually pretty sweet. Like, if you want to YouTube that, it's actually pretty cool.
I will.
He actually made it so he can, like, he presses a button, and the thing, like, he can lift it.
I will YouTube that. He may have taken my idea already. And then the end credit scene, Davey, we get Mordo just sort of taking back the powers that Pangborn had, and basically setting up Doctor Strange 2 if they decided to do Doctor Strange 2, right?
And which was, I thought, was kind of cruel. I mean, the guy said, Pangborn said, like, it's my magic. Like, I'm not bothering anybody.
No, he's not.
Like, I'm not using it for anything. Like,
nope.
I just want to walk. And he's like, nope.
Nope. No, he's not.
He just, like, rips it out of him.
No, he's not at all.
Fine now.
Yeah, hilarious. Not hilarious, but just cruel. You're right. But setting him up to be just, like, a super villain. Because you see, you're like, if this guy's capable of that, like, he is just a real son of a bitch.
I think it's great now, you know, that he's talking about the natural order of things, and, you know, he's very, you know, obsessed with things, doing things the right way and making sure that nothing gets ruined. And you kind of almost say, like, okay, I understand that. You know, I understand you want things to be done the right way.
Yeah.
You know, but at what, he's like, nope. And he just, like, turns him into, like, an invalid again. Like, why, man?
Crazy.
That's not cool.
No, I know. Like, he just doesn't want anybody even, like, using magic anymore.
But then the other thing that didn't make sense to me is, like, if Pangborn is a magician, which he is he a sorcerer?
Yes.
Can you take that away from him, like, forever?
Oh, yeah. Can he just get it back?
How away from him?
I don't know.
Like, fine, I'll just do it again.
Yeah, he's like, well, I'm going to keep taking it back. Like, it's just it's like a... he's like, hey, Pangborn, I've come to bargain. And you're like, son of a bitch. He just gets trapped in the time realm. How would you compare, real quick here, other MCU origin movies? Because, again, I think it's unfair to compare Doctor Strange to the Avengers or even Guardians of the Galaxy just because it's such a team. But unless I'm missing something, there's going to be more soon, like with Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Black Panther, there's going to be more. But better or worse than Iron Man?
Worse.
Agreed. Better or worse than The Incredible Hulk?
The Incredible Hulk.
Well, yeah, the one in the MCU.
Okay, better.
Yeah, I agree. Better or worse than Thor?
Better.
I agree. Better or worse than Captain America, the First Avenger?
Better.
See, I agree. I think it is better. So here's the one. I think these movies are very, very different looking, but they're similar in a lot of ways. Doctor Strange or Ant-Man?
Even. That's a push.
Even? Oh, you're going even?
That's a push. Yeah.
I think I might go Ant-Man slightly, but that's probably just because I, like everybody else, loves Paul Rudd. And Benedict Cumberbatch, I think, he's fine, but he's not, you know, he's not nothing great.
Paul Rudd is just America's goofy uncle, you know?
He's the best. The guy can get it done. The next MCU movie will be Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which comes out on Cinco de Mayo. So get excited for that.
Hey, hey.
There's also 14 MCU movies. We might need to rank all these. That might be a whole podcast.
That might be a whole, that has to be a whole podcast.
So there's 14 now. And so
I think you and I are going to get in a fight over that at some point about that.
Yeah, most likely. So we can put a pin in it. We can rank the MCU movies maybe later on. Anything else on Doctor Strange? Anything at all?
I think it's definitely worth seeing. I mean, like these movies, you know, they're not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Ever, you know, and I think if you go into it, and again, I will eat my words, and I mean, I'm the one who said that if the Marvel universe is going to tip.
Yeah, you've been saying this. You thought this was going
to
be
the movie that to do it.
Right.
You know, and I think they did. It didn't. They nailed it. Like, they did the best they could with the source material.
Yeah, that was good.
And doing so in keeping it in line with everything else.
Right.
You know, this is the best they could have done. And I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it's still at like 90%.
Yeah.
Like, it's doing phenomenally
yeah,
well.
Yeah, people love it. Oh, and by the way, it was $85 million at the box office, which was easily number one for the weekend, and setting themselves up. I forget which. It beat a few of the origin movies. I think it was just shy of a couple. So it was like right in there. They're definitely going to be happy with it. So I wouldn't be shocked if we had a Doctor Strange 2, even though they have so many other movies planned for like the next 3 years. There's still maybe a chance that they sort of shoehorn this one in there because people seem to like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, want to go on to pick of the podcast?
Sure.
So, yes, I guess my final thoughts would be I am still a little annoyed at some of the Easter eggs, which should have been really exciting but are unclear and make the timeline all chaotic. So that'd be my whole thing. All right, pick of the podcast brought to you by Idle Hands. That's our pick for local craft beer. Check them out on Twitter, at Idle Hands Beer. Also, if you're in the Boston area, 89 Commercial Street in Malden. I was there this weekend for a couple little samplers there. I was trying a few different beers. That was very good.
A few dad sodas.
A few dad sodas. No big deal. Enjoying my Saturday like an adult. Davey, how about this? My pick of the podcast is, believe it or not, but this Friday, the mini Nintendo will be out.
Oh, thank God.
So I'm going to
have some fun there.
Yeah, the plan is I'm going to get it, and then the next episode, maybe we can give like a review of it, see how it looks, how it plays, the games, et cetera. So the mini NES would be my pick of the podcast.
If you've played Battletoads and smashed it on the ground.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. I also have a to-don't list for the week, but why don't we get to your pick of the podcast first?
So my pick of the podcast, and this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been looking forward to get back to the podcast this month to talk about it specifically. Richard, as you know, I am a local spokesperson for the Movember Foundation.
Yes, you are.
So that is my pick of the podcast. If you are looking to, you know, become more aware of issues related to men's health, you know, testicular prostate cancer, or even mental health issues, which they're kind of pushing a lot this year, please go to Movember.com and check that out. My Movember page, if you're feeling charitable,
nice.
You can check me out on the Movember page, which is at http://mobro.co/rvond. And I know you're going to have to rewind that a couple times to get that correct, but I'll leave you to that. But
yeah, we can tweet all that stuff out as well.
Yeah, and please, you know, check us out at Movember.com, and it's a great cause, especially for I'm just going to assume that most of our listeners are male.
Probably.
And you know, nothing bad ever came out of it. You know, just a slip in a finger in a butt. You know.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost myself.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Speaking of rewinding there. And also, Davey grows himself a nice cookie duster as well. So that's an added bonus.
A Fu Manchu this month.
A Fu Manchu. That'll be terrific.
Good soup strainer.
I know. I can't wait to see it. The my to-don't list, Davey, I started watching Black Mirror. It's like the new Twilight Zone is how they're billing it. And so it's three seasons. It's only three episodes in the first season, three in the second, then six in the third when Netflix got on board. There's also like a Christmas special in there. I watched the first three episodes, and I'll tell you what, I don't think it's for me. I thought the first episode was good. Like, it was like intriguing enough. And again, they're all like standalone. So like, if you like the first one, it doesn't matter. Second one I thought was terrible. And the third one got more interesting at the end, but it was kind of a snore for a while. So let me know why Black Mirror is good at Dork Podcast and dorkpodcast. Or at gmail.com. And you know what? Speaking of that, because we don't have a ton of time, I got to run here. But real quickly, David, let me just do the email of the episode. I just mentioned you can Gmail us. Here's a quick one from Chris. He says, "What's up, guys? Big fan of the podcast. Just thought I'd throw it out there. I've been watching all of the comic book shows this year, even Gotham, sadly, and I think I'm enjoying Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the most this season. Might want to give it another shot. And if you're hesitant to take my advice, I'm one of the few who actually watched all of Outcast." That's from Chris. So thanks, Chris. Yeah, no, I've heard a lot about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I do need to eventually go back there. It just seems overwhelming because there's been so many shows. I've actually also been watching Gotham this season. Not terrible. We'll probably do more TV stuff later on down the road. But thank you, Chris, for the email. And again, you guys can continue to email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. You can continue to tweet us as well, at dorkpodcast. Davey is at R. Von D. He's there on Twitch as well. Make sure you subscribe on the iTunes or the Google Play. You can rate us, leave us a comment. I know more of you have been doing that. We appreciate that. It helps us out in the ratings and all of that stuff, which I guess really doesn't mean a whole lot, but it means something to us. We take a look at it, and it's nice to see that people are listening to this. We appreciate it. So that'll do it for another episode of Hashtag Dork, and we'll talk to you next week.